August 30th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am God, Father of past, present, and to come. I speak again to a world unprecedented in the acceptance of sin. The greatest sin in the world today is the sin of indifference as to what is good and what is evil. This indifference has flavored the choices of the heart of the world. It is easy to see evil in a leader who shows disregard for world peace and security. The truth of such a one's rise to power, however, lies in the indifference towards discernment between good and evil. I am calling leaders with sound judgment and moral standards to unite in opposition to evil governments. If you do so, you can trust that I will strengthen your efforts. Do not be divided for the sake of political ambition. If evil leadership is not confronted and opposed, you will have no political career to pursue anyway. A note is given to read 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 61 through 64. And so observe from generation to generation that none who put their trust in him will lack strength. Do not fear the words of a sinner, for his splendor will turn into dung and worms. Today he will be exalted, but tomorrow he will not be found, because he has returned to the dust, and his plans will perish. My children, be courageous and grow strong in the law, for by it you will gain honor. Another note is given to read Sirach chapter 10, 1 through 5. A wise magistrate will educate his people, and the rule of an understanding man will be well ordered. Like the magistrate of the people, so are his officials, and like the ruler of the city, so are all its inhabitants. An undisciplined king will ruin his people, but a city will grow through the understanding of its rulers. The government of the earth is in the hands of the Lord, and over it he will raise up the right man for the time. The success of a man is in the hands of the Lord, and he confers his honor upon the person of the scribe. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.